This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. April 17th update for pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams here with good numbers, good science consistently since day one on this. I find it fascinating that a lot of people who are proposing interesting, sometimes bizarre theories on this, they don't realize what they're saying. So for example, one of the current theories that's being sort of circulated around in the independent media is that anyone who's had a flu vaccine will test positive for COVID-19. Because as the theory goes, this coronavirus RNA sequence was inserted into the flu shot. And thus, everybody tests positive if you had a flu shot. And so this narrative is being used by people to say that, therefore, the coronavirus is not a big deal, that it's mostly all faked. But actually, if you follow what they're saying, the conclusion is the opposite. Because if they're saying that most of the tests that are testing positive are actually false, then they're really arguing that not very many people yet have the infection, a much lower number than what's officially reported in the infection numbers. Therefore, given the number who are dying, and you can't fake all these deaths, I mean, there are tens of thousands of Americans who have died from this, you know, mass graves in New York, hospitals overrun, doctors and nurses on the front lines, filming, you know, YouTube videos to talk about how crazy things are, dead bodies rolling in and rolling out, 700, 800 deaths a day in New York alone. That's not faked. And so if you take the deaths per infections, which would be the case fatality rate, and these people are arguing that the number of infections is actually much, much lower than what's been reported, then what they're really saying is the case fatality rate is far higher than just 1% or 2%. Again, to summarize, the people who are saying that the flu shot makes you test positive for COVID-19, they're really arguing that the case fatality rate for this coronavirus is way higher than just 1% or 2%, maybe 5% or 10%, because they're saying hardly anyone's really been infected yet, which also means that this has only just begun, that far less than 1% of the population has been infected, really according to what they're saying, which means that we are so far from herd immunity, it's not even close, that we would have to see millions more deaths for herd immunity, which requires about 83% or so to be infected and therefore immune as survivors. To get there would require millions of deaths in America. So again, the people who are saying that the flu shot contains COVID-19 material are really arguing that this is way more serious than anybody has even understood so far. But yet they think they're arguing that it's not serious. So they're not following their own logic. They're not reaching the correct conclusion from their own numbers. A similar thing happened early on with Rush Limbaugh, where he said, oh, this thing, it only kills 2%. 98% survive. Therefore, he said, it's not a big deal. Well, again, Rush Limbaugh can't do math, because if you have, let's say, 300 million Americans infected, and I guess you can pick whatever number you want, but let's say there's 300 million infected. Let's say there's only 200 million infected, less than 2/3 of the country. 200 million infected times a 2% fatality rate is how many deaths? 4 million. So Rush Limbaugh is sitting there saying, ah, it's no big deal. It's no worse than the flu. Only 4 million Americans will die. Of course, he didn't say it in those terms. He said 98% will survive. But what he was essentially arguing is that 4 million will die if 200 million people get the infection. And again, he was using that to say there's no big deal. You know, the number of deaths from the regular flu each year in the United States, it varies, but in the last flu season, according to the CDC, it was about 35,000 people. It was like 34,000 and change. We'll just call it 35. So Rush Limbaugh thinks 35,000 is a larger number than 4 million because he can't do math. And he's not alone. You know, Sean Hannity can't do math. Laura Ingraham can't do math. Michael Savage can do math. But there's a lot of conservative, you know, radio hosts and thought leaders and mainstream media, talking heads and so on, who can't do math. And so the arguments they're making make no sense, even in their own terms. And by the way, getting back to the original thing that I started out with here on this podcast, where people are saying that the flu shot makes you test positive for COVID-19, If that were true, then we would see a much higher positive test results rate among Americans who've been tested. Because according to official reports, something like 13 plus million Americans have already been tested for coronavirus, and far fewer than 10% of those have tested positive. I don't know what the actual rate is, but it seems like it's somewhere around 6% or 7%, something in that range. Now, maybe the numbers are different by the time you hear this, but that's what I believe I saw recently, very low number. So it couldn't be that everybody who gets a flu shot tests positive for COVID-19. Otherwise, the number of positive test results would be much higher than what we're seeing right now. Now, there are also, of course, some rather bizarre theories out there, such as the David Icke theory that claims that there's no virus, that claims that there are really no deaths from coronavirus, that everything's being faked, that it's all a giant false flag conspiracy theory, theatrical event where all the nations of the world agreed to collapse their own economies in order to trick somebody, which makes no sense. But that's a serious theory in the independent media. A lot of people believe that. They think the whole thing is faked. And by the way, the people who believe it's fake tend to be Trump supporters because they've been listening to sources like Fox News that are also implying that the whole thing is a hoax, that it's overblown, that really not that many people are dying. Well, as of today, this is April 17th, there's over 35,000 Americans who have died from coronavirus, according to the official statistics. And that means the coronavirus actually, as of today, has exceeded the number of Americans who were killed by the seasonal flu during the entire last flu season, which actually, according to the CDC, is an entire year. So the flu kills about 35,000 people in a year. This coronavirus has killed over 35,000 people since what? February. You know, 3 months, 90 days, roughly. And the numbers are growing. We're talking about between 2,000 and 2,500 people a day dying from COVID-19 right now. So that makes the coronavirus the number one cause of death in America on a day-to-day basis right now. Nothing is killing more Americans right now, today, than the coronavirus. But yet somehow people can tell us that it's not killing anybody, but they can't explain all the dead bodies and all the mass graves and all the doctors and nurses and coroners who are working overtime dealing with all the dead. And I guess a lot of people have taken the opinion that if they don't see it happening, then it's not happening. It's not real. But I've heard from people who 2 months ago told me they thought it was fake. And since then, somebody has died that they knew. And they're like, yep, I realize it's real now. People are dying that I knew. See, I guess it's not real until it hits someone you know, or it hits you, or someone in your household, someone in your family. Then suddenly it's real. So if you're not living in New York City and 800 people a day or 700 are dying every day in New York City, it's not real to you until it comes to where you are in Denver, wherever you happen to be. But don't worry, it's coming. It's coming to your city too, because we failed to contain it. Because, well, Trump and the governors, they all acted too late. They did not contain it, even though they said they would. They didn't know what they were talking about. Trump said he would contain it when it was 15 people. Now it's, what, 600,000 plus? Something like that. And it's going to be a million infected at some point soon. Yeah, that's where this is going. But I'm just giving you some things to think about here, okay? That's part of my job, is to sort of provoke some critical thinking on this. Think about what you're hearing from people. Do the numbers make sense? Because in many, many cases, the numbers do not make sense. Even with what these people are saying themselves, their own numbers don't make sense to their own theories. It's important to think critically, since there are, you know, 5,000 theories out there about what's going on, but only one of them is correct. Most of them are nonsense. Almost everything you're hearing from mainstream media and independent media is nonsense. Very few people have this correct. But thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Pandemic.news is the website, and Brighteon.com is where you can watch more videos and hear more podcasts. Stay safe, stay informed, and stay alive. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science, I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.